pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome our newest member, Mr. Ken, joining us in the planning commission. Guess you've been on it before?
I have.
Great, and you're on the zoning board as well?
I just resigned from that.
Okay.
On the planning commission.
All right, welcome. All right, well, we'll welcome your wisdom and your previous experience. Okay. Do we have any opening announcements? Okay, well, I would like to everybody take a look at the agenda. We need to approve the agenda for tonight's meeting. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
I'll make a motion.
Second?
A second.
Elizabeth, second? All right, motion is approved. Okay, we now need to approve the minutes from...
You got to take a vote.
Oh, I've got a vote.
Okay.
Yep.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Okay. The agenda is approved. Right now, we need to move on to the approval of the minutes to two sets of minutes from the previous PC meeting. One was the organizational minutes. Let's take a look at those first. Has everyone had a chance to review those? Any comments? I have two. In the paragraph, it says nominate the election of chairperson. I believe I nominated Earl Bach. Do we have good recollection?
I believe
I made that nomination.
Okay.
So if you want to make that note, I don't know. I don't really care.
We'll make a note of it. We'll go back and listen to the audio for
okay.
it. You can do that.
And then the other comment I have is in the nominate an election of secretary. I think that's a typo down there. It says Beth Kickle received unanimous vote. It should be Elizabeth
yeah.
Grant because we
yeah.
nominated Elizabeth.
Gotcha.
Those are the only things I noted. Does anyone else have any comments on the organizational minutes? Okay. We have a motion to approve the organizational minutes from 9 March.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes with said changes.
And a motion to have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Justin to second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Minutes?
All abstained.
One abstention, one, the organizational minutes have been approved. Moving on to the actual planning commission meeting of 9 March 2022. Has everyone had a chance to review those minutes? Are there any comments? No comments? I have a motion to approve the minutes from the Planning Commission meeting of 9 March. Elizabeth makes a motion. Second. Nathan makes second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? One abstention. The minutes of the Planning Commission meeting are approved. Okay. Chairman's report. I didn't get a chance to speak to Earl, so as far as Earl, I don't believe he had any comments. I certainly do not. We have visitors' public comment. You're going to be here for the plan. Okay, none on the visitors' public comment. Plan review, New Anger Land Development Plan. Glenn?
So this plan was submitted here, a month, 2 months ago now. It was reviewed by myself and the engineer. They want to come in with a cleaner copy. So they're planning on, I don't know when the submission date is, when they're going to come back in, but they're making some corrections, changing some things around, and then they're going to present the plan. To keep on a timeline, all we're looking for here is a vote just to table it for now, so we can keep on the timeline of everything.
Okay, so we need to make a motion to table it and then approve it.
Yep.
Okay. Any questions from the commission to Glenn on this issue? before we make a motion.
Yeah, I was reviewing the plan, and on here it says CMU field boundary on the maps.
Does that have anything to do with the New England plan or the ASA plan?
So you're looking at the ASA information right now?
Sorry, what are we looking at?
We're looking at something that isn't before us. We did not have a read ahead on what we on the plan. What you have the read ahead on is the ASA that we're going to move to next.
Never mind.
Okay. Do I have a motion to table the New England land development plan?
Yeah, I'll make the motion.
Okay, motion. The second?
Elizabeth, second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? No abstentions. Okay, plan is to table has been approved. All right, moving on, we have new business, the New England Agricultural Security Area Edition. That is what you have in front of you is the read ahead packet that you received on Monday. Everybody have a chance to take a look at that. Several pages here. We have someone in the audience. Do you want to, are you here to comment on that plan, sir?
Not at this point, no.
No? Okay, no comments? All right. Do we have any questions, any issues on that we need to bring out and discuss about this ASA?
So as far as, you want to go first?
I was just going to mention that we did receive it at the county as well.
Okay.
It did go before the County Planning Commission last meeting, and they did recommend approval.
Did they have any issues or any comments?
No, it met all the criteria.
Okay.
Yeah, and the same with the township. There are six criteria you're supposed to meet. It fell underneath all of them, so the township does not have any issue. And as before this meeting, the advisory committee, ASA advisory committee, did meet, and they recommended approval also. Bob, if you have anything to add from that meeting?
No, I just want to add that the farmers have a right to farm, so this is a good addition to the security area.
The one thing I wanted to point out that's unique is that there are two townships, so it would be recorded in both townships' ASA. You can see that on the agricultural resources map. The municipal boundary kind of bisects the property.
You mean this is a different township?
It's this map, I'm sorry.
Shows right there the boundary. Okay. Yeah, Bob, can you enlighten how does that work with the other township?
I believe we're the primary holder of this property. It's on our tax records. Penn Township would have to be updated because it reflects on their maps. I think we're the decision makers for this property.
So we lead, they follow?
Yep.
We have taken it to Penn Township. They have already approved their portion of it. And they would be okay with that.
Okay, that's good to know. All right, any more discussion on this? I guess all we need to do is make a motion then to...
Looking at this map here, this agricultural resources map, it also shows properties that are already under agricultural easements. And I, from what I remember, agricultural security areas are sort of the first step if that property would like to become an agricultural easement.
That's correct.
Okay.
So I know one of the largest criteria for agricultural easements is proximity to other agricultural easements. And I think the intention of that is to preserve large blocks of contiguous connected farmland. And this, looking at the map, it's very obvious that this is a prime candidate for agricultural security, and then hopefully, at some point possibly, an agricultural easement, because it just really built upon the preserved farmland surrounding it.
When you say easement, is that term synonymous with a preserved farm?
Yes.
The one that goes into perpetuity for 99 years? Okay, and the county prioritizes that and actually makes payment to the owner? Is that
correct? For the difference in value between the development prospect and the farming prospect of the land.
Okay. That's a good comment. That's a good point. Yeah.
So my other question was, I've never seen this term before, the CMU field boundary. on the...
Yes.
On the conservation plan map.
I think, so this is from the conservation plan, and I don't know if the landowner would like to speak, but I believe that may stand for crop management unit. Because you can see there's others that are labeled, there's one labeled to kind of the south that says crop HJ1. The ones on the property say crop four, crop three.
What does that mean exactly?
Does that mean crop management unit? Is that what the acronym stands for?
I do believe that that's what that stands for. I'm not 100% sure on that, but...
I think you're right.
A conservation planner would have prepared this plan and working with the landowner and the farmer and kind of laying out what treatments are done in different fields, rotation of crops, tilling, manure, all of it.
Any other comments, Justin? Is that clear enough for you?
Just gives me more questions looking to.
Any other comments? All right, so we need a motion then to approve...
Your recommendation.
To recommend approval to the board's...
That's correct.
Okay. We have a motion to recommend approval for the ASA to go to the Board of Supervisors.
I'll make that motion.
I have a motion from Nathan. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Elizabeth, seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Any abstains? Motion is approved. That will go to the Board of Supervisors. Okay. That takes care of new business. Moving on. Zoning officers report.
Anything I update you guys on the comp plan that you guys worked on for quite a while. It's now out of the comment phase from the surrounding municipalities and school district. The only comments we received was from county. They were pretty, sounded like they were pretty pleased with what you guys did. Very minimal comments.
Minimal, like what? If I have an example. They didn't like your stats?
Yeah,
no, forget that. Off the top of my head, I can't remember. I can pull it up.
No, that's okay. I just wanted to make anything stood out.
Not really. Nothing that really stood out to me as something that would throw it off course or anything like that. It's minor recommendations here and there.
Full disclosure, I didn't do that review, Steve. I'm not like reviewing.
I would imagine you had enough.
So as far as that, it's now going to go back to the board on Monday night, and we will be looking, giving them the recommendations from the county to see if they want to do make any of those changes, and then we'll be looking for a recommendation to advertise it for the October meeting to be fully approved.
Did we get any township citizens or any comment?
So it's when we advertise, once the board is approved to advertise, we will advertise that, then it'll be out to the public. It'll be a public hearing.
Oh, okay.
Then it'll be out to them till that meeting.
What's the conveyance to the public to gain public awareness and bylaws?
It'll be advertised in the newspaper. It'll be on our website. I mean, other than that, that's going to be it.
And then when the public does that, if there are comments of substance, is there some adjudication process that we have to go through, the Planning Commission, or?
No, the board can make those decisions right there. So there's a public hearing. First, there's a public hearing which will address any comments that might come in. They'll close that. If they want to make changes, they would. And then they'll come to a resolution to approve, which if there's something significant that comes in, they could hold off. But if everything's in line, it's minor, they could make the adjustments right there and approve it.
Okay, great.
So the county has already submitted their comments?
Through the Planning Commission, yes.
Through the county Planning Commission?
County Planning Commission.
That then goes to the township supervisors?
Yes.
Is there any point at which we review that or we see those comments?
No. What'd you count? I would say because there's nothing major, I think if you would find something major where they have some major issues with it, where we're kind of changing it around, then there's a probably an opportunity that it would come back in front of you guys, and we would start that, we'd have to start the process back over then. With the 40, you know, once we get something back out to them, you'd have to go back out for 45 days, out for stuff like that.
Okay.
So, but nothing's come in from the county that would throw it off course like that.
Okay.
Anything else?
So I have.
Okay. Moving on. We have solicitor's report. I don't believe so. Engineer's report. Park and Rec liaison report. Anything on that? Okay. Supervisor liaison report.
I'd just like to mention that the 2023 budget proposal is coming up. I believe the beginning of October. So if anyone's interested in reviewing the budget and making suggestions, please attend the meeting.
On what day?
Oh, it's MIT Singles.
It's a Tuesday.
Oh. Yeah.
October 4th, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the public can attend?
Yep. There's actually three meetings. Typically, it doesn't make it past the first meeting as far as it's, you know, voted on that.
Okay.
Sometimes it does go to more of it.
Okay, great. Anything else, Bob?
No.
All right. We have any old business. I think we talked about the comp plan.
Can I make an announcement here just because I don't, it's not technically old business, mm-hmm. but just since we did just discuss the ASA, I think I sent an invite to the PC email address, but I just wanted to make sure people saw or were aware. Stephanie from the Preserve Farmland Program and myself are providing a training on ASAs for municipal, you know, audiences. It could be either ASA review committee or planning commission are invited as well, or municipal staff that are responsible for administering the ASA. And it's going to be next Wednesday, September 21st, from 1 to 3 p.m. If you'd like to come, just let me know. Refreshments are provided.
I saw from the Planning Commission that Steph sent out an email about the Mountain Creek trail system. Is that in Dickinson, or is that?
She sent it to the PC email address?
Yeah.
Oh, I must have missed that.
Could you zoom out a little bit? So I get the planning, or the property mapper, could you zoom out a little bit, please? I just want to check to see, now that you mentioned that.
So are you talking about the new trail system they're putting in?
Yeah.
So it's going to be, it's right. Going to be mostly in, well, I guess it would be in the Penn or Cook side.
It would be right here as oh. well. This Mountain Creek Road area. So there, that's Mountain Creek Road, I think, right?
That's Cold Springs.
So this here is Cold Springs right here.
And then
yes.
Right here, what's that road? Mountain Creek Road, yeah. So Mountain Creek Road going the whole way back, the DCNR, I believe, is having some issues with, there's a lot of mountain biker trails out there. On the east side of Cold Spring Road, there's a lot of mountain biker trails.
Like informal trails that people are creating?
And it's really nice to hike out there. I mean, they probably don't want people out there, but it's really nice. The mountain bikers have put together some nice trails. But around the lower elevations, especially around where the floodplains are and things like that, they've had a lot of erosion problems. So they put out a survey, I think, of people who use that area. DCNR did, and they're trying to solicit some feedback. So I don't know if we can share that with, I just now realized that it's mostly in Dickinson Township. So I think we might be able to share that with a larger audience.
Would you recommend putting that on the website for the township?
I don't know. We'll have to look into
the survey.
I don't know if they're looking for specific stakeholder partners or if they're looking for anybody who uses that area. Because I think the end goal is to get some more trail maintenance help, some more remediation help, because they are seeing like wetland damage.
Right. Get help from whom?
Volunteers.
Volunteers, okay.
To post areas as kind of...
I'm not sure what the end goal is.
Okay.
I'm not sure if they're improving the trails, or they want to keep people off of these illegal trails, or if they want to help the mountain bikers, or they don't want them there, I'm not sure what the end goal is. DCNR is soliciting feedback on, you know, what's going on around there in Mountain Creek Road.
So is there an action item here?
I don't think it's an action item, it's just kind of like information. I just, when you spoke up about that other topic, I just realized that I saw this from Steph, and it's actually in Dickinson Township, but I didn't put two and two together. So I'll show that to you, Elizabeth, and maybe if we think it's appropriate to share with the broader audience, I can share with this group.
Sounds good.
Okay. Anything else? That was kind of old business, but any other comments in general that don't fit anywhere else? Okay. I think that covers the agenda for this evening. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Nathan's made a motion. Bob has seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Any abstentions? Motion is approved.